The power of example. Bishop Lee Grand Richards. Lee Grand Richards. Conference Report. October 1942. Pages 30-32. With all my heart, brethren, I appreciate the opportunity of being here today, feasting on the spiritual food that we have been receiving from our leaders and associates. I thank the Lord that there never has been a time in my life that a shadow of a doubt has crossed my mind as to the divinity of this work and the divine calling of the Prophet Joseph Smith and those who have succeeded him in the presidency of this church. I thrilled today with President Grant's testimony, as it was read to us by President McKay, and I was delighted with the message of the first presidency delivered to us this morning by President Clark. Of all the leadership in the world today, surely there is none comparable to that which we have in the church. How safe and secure we should feel in following their precepts and their example. A few days ago I received a letter from a man in the East with whom I have had some correspondence, a prominent businessman, but not a member of our church. I forwarded him some of our literature. He and his wife have read the Book of Mormon 3 times. He has just read the Articles of Faith and writes a beautiful appreciation for the truths contained therein. But I would like to read from his letter his comment after having read the message of the first presidency delivered at the April conference. He says, "The message of the first presidency was read with intense interest. It portrays the mind of a soul deeply interested in the welfare of a higher civilization. With a clear understanding of mercy and justice, it is good to know that thinking men, though not of us, recognize the power of leadership of those whom the Lord has placed to guide his people in these days. We have a great responsibility, those of us who are here today, for we represent the leadership of this church, the general authorities and those who preside in the stakes, the wards, and the priesthood quorums of the church. We have problems and responsibilities and opportunities probably such as we have never had before, particularly in these defense areas. I hope we will realize that there will be more expected of us, that our arms will be just a little longer, and our love a little deeper, and our faith a little more sincere, and that our confidence and trust in God and the ultimate triumph of His work in the earth may never falter. I hope the bishops will realize that they are in very deed fathers of the people, all who live within the confines of their wards, whether their names be on their records or not. Many have come from outside places and they need care and attention. I hope the bishops will also sense their great responsibility as presidents of the Aaronic priesthood in their wards, that the ward teachers will realize that their responsibility is greater than ever before, that the presidencies of priesthood quorums and all charged with responsibility in this church will respond thereto as never before. And I wouldn't like to overlook the 70s, for I feel with Brother Crookham the great importance of missionary work, for the Lord has decreed that the gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, even to every creature. I feel that there are added opportunities within our reach today, and I hope that we will meet these responsibilities in such a way that whoever comes into our communities need never go away and say that he was not given an opportunity to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from the elders of this church. I would like to leave one other thought with you before closing. It has been said that those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Probably it was because Paul never had any children of his own that he wasn't afraid to tell the bishops and deacons that they should be able to rule well their own houses. For said he, "If a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?" Some of us may not have dared say such a thing, but I believe that under present conditions we should give more thought to this, each one of us individually, than we have ever done before. We listened to President Clausen a few minutes ago reading the words of Alma. It has always occurred to me that that great mission of Alma, the son, was the result of the faith and the prayers of Alma, his father, who pleaded with the Lord until the Lord saw fit to call him back from the error of his ways. I wonder if we are doing that for our boys and girls. I wonder if we are holding council meetings as husbands and wives, and fathers and mothers, to try to meet the new conditions and temptations that are in our midst. I wonder if we know each one of our children well enough to know that they are making their contribution to the building up of the kingdom of God in the earth. Are our children setting an example because of our power as leaders and priests in our own homes? A few days ago, I received a letter from one of our boys in the service, and I commend the counsel given in this conference, that we write them. He said he had just been ordained an elder in the church, and he thanked the Lord for that more than for any other thing. While he has been in the service, he has changed his way of living so that he is setting an example and upholding the standards of this church. But how did he get started in the way of righteousness? His grandmother in one of our stakes was concerned about him, because his mother was dead. She wrote a letter and asked if we would write to this boy. We finally located him, and the first letter we received told how he was in California and heard two missionaries speaking on the street corner and lady missionaries singing. and he said he wouldn't have gone and spoken to them for anything in the world. He was afraid. He drew a diagram showing how he went down to the corner and back again, and then down to the corner and back again, and finally he found himself standing talking to the missionaries. In his letter he asked, "Do you think the Lord had anything to do with this? As far as I am concerned, I think the prayers of that grandmother and the importunities probably of his mother who had gone beyond were the means of bringing that boy back into line of duty and righteousness. God help us to labor with our children, to pray with them, to see that our own are setting an example in the church. It will do more than all the preaching we can do. God help us to do it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen."